I've been thinking a lot about artificial intelligence and how it and machine learning and natural language processing and all of the other robots can help us do our jobs. In fact, a couple of months ago, Martin Waxman introduced me to Copysmith as a way to create ideas for repetitive tasks, and I fell in love with it. It's built as a way to, quote, create high-converting ads, product descriptions, emails, and more in seconds, end quote. But I'd say that's pretty aspirational of it. It does, however, make it crazy easy to create a first draft of some of those things. I'd say ads and product descriptions are where it excels, but anything longer than maybe 280 characters, 300 characters is probably pushing it. And because pushing it beyond that number of characters or using it to provide a final draft are not yet feasible, all of this stuff definitely still needs a human being overseeing it all. On today's episode of the SpinsLix podcast, we're going to talk about who, what, why, when, and how of using robots in your communications program.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. Last week, PR Week published an article from one of their communications leaders roundtables. The topic du jour? Artificial intelligence in your communications program. Go figure. The roundtable included communications leaders from Verizon, Evolve MKD, Nationwide, OkCupid, Profit, and ClassPass. According to PR Week, they immediately found common ground in the staunch belief that as powerful a tool as AI is to help smart communicators do their jobs even better, its value is very much linked to human input and guidance. Certainly, it can help you become more performative, but being able to use AI to enhance or expedite our efforts is something else entirely. As Christopher Penn puts it, AI is like a blender. If you don't know what you're putting in, you don't know what a blender does, and you have no goals or outcomes in mind for what comes out of the blender, don't be surprised when you get results you didn't want. But if you understand what a blender does and how it will mix everything together for the best output, you can find ways to use it for content creation ideas, first drafts of things such as news releases and even blog posts, creating a list of journalists that actually focus on the topic versus some wild list of everyone everywhere. During the roundtable, Nationwide CCO Brian Grace said, AI could help us provide the most value to reporters. There are lots of different angles on a story I might want to take. Each reporter will want the angle that best fits the way they're covering the world. AI can help comms pros best personalize a pitch to a particular reporter. I agree. Just like Copysmith helps me with the first draft of Google Ads, other tools such as newcomer HelloScribe could potentially provide the opportunity to target specific angles to specific journalists in a time-efficient way. It's no secret that designing news specific to each journalist is challenging, but AI may be the way to make it work, even as the journalistic pool gets smaller and smaller. The thing that I found most interesting about the PR Week roundtable coverage, however, is that it was almost exclusively focused on media relations and how to get junior level professionals to use it so that they can focus on bigger strategic media opportunities. Certainly, if you want to focus on how it will help you and your team with earned media, there is a lot of meat in the article, and I'll link to it in the show notes for you. But there is more to it than that. In just a minute, I'll be back to discuss how AI might be used beyond media relations and bring it into your everyday life, just like a well-used blender. I'll be right back.
There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PASEL Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PASEL model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrac.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrac.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts. The PESEL Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESEL Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show.
All right, let's talk about how artificial intelligence can help you beyond getting better at media relations, particularly with a shrinking audience. I did a really fun interview last week with Kelly Fletcher and Mary Beth West on their Misinterpreted podcast. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's not live yet, but I'll give you a sneak peek. One of the things we discussed is where communicators still need to step up. And if you've spent any time with me at all, my answer will not surprise you. It's about metrics and measuring our efforts to real business results. Certainly letting AI take over tasks such as media list development and other data collection focused tasks will give communicators a better understanding of how to pitch appropriately, but it can also help in your measurement efforts. When I, used to pre-pandemic speak to groups of communicators, one of the things I always asked was, how many of you went into PR because you're terrible at math? The majority, as in nearly everyone, chuckles and raises their hand. And it makes sense, right? Measurement, or at least understanding the basics of it and how to attribute your work to business goals, takes a certain amount of your left brain. Many communicators tend to be more right-brained, so it's not a fair assumption that we could also be good at using data to prove our worth. But with AI, you can. This new relationship between humans and intelligent machines is enabling PR professionals to automate repetition-based tasks, analyze online conversations, predict a crisis, and even produce personalized content. And it can help you create data-driven campaigns that are fully measurable and attributable to your efforts. As you think about AI and how it can work for you, not replace you, consider these three things: automation, acceleration, and accuracy. AI allows communicators to automate repetitive tasks such as building media lists, crafting first drafts, generating ideas, and tracking media coverage. Not only is automation taking over some of the busy work that comes with the practice of public relations, it's augmenting the ability to obtain insights in a matter of seconds, something we all need. It also enables communicators to obtain insights from the digital world in real time. This benefit can be crucial during a social media boycott, for example, when conversations spread rapidly and time can be your most valuable asset. Oh, perhaps Chrissy Teigen could use this tactic as she laments cancel culture and why she's the latest victim. I think we all know why she's the latest victim, but perhaps she's not as self-aware as one would hope. She really, really needs a communications professional on her team, a good communications professional with some AI helping her obtain those insights. And last but not least, and maybe most importantly, it allows communicators to accurately quantify people's feelings and opinions about a brand and compare that sentiment against other metrics such as engagement, stock price, or sales. This definitely requires new types of skills from each of us, the ability to read data and relate it to our work, user experience, and even predictive artificial intelligence. But having cheaper, faster, and better access to relevant information provides the ability to focus on other activities such as creative thinking, strategic planning, and insight. These are all essential attributes of communications professionals that no machine will ever offer in our lifetimes. I've long been a fan of artificial intelligence, and I hope after these last few minutes we spent together, you are too. It's always made people freak out a little bit that the robots are going to replace us, but you can see that that's not the case at all. If anything, they need us more. They get to focus on the mundane, and we get to focus on the work that excites us. If you'd like to discuss AI more and how it can work within your role, join us for the discussion in the SpinSucks community. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's free, it's fun, it's challenging, it's educational, and you can have these kinds of discussions every single day. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.